From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkey retaliates after Sunday's bombing. Turkey's military said its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes today, targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq after Sunday's bombing attack on Ankara killed at least 37. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul for VOA.
Sunday's bombing occurred in the early evening local time in the heart of Ankara. The car bomb hit a major transport hub close to a park and near government buildings. Emergency services were quickly on the scene to help the dozens of wounded. The area was reportedly very crowded, with a number swelled by teenagers who had taken part in a national university entrance exam. Turkey's Interior Minister Efkan Ala gave reporters details of the attack.
Otobüs durağında bekleyen sivil vatandaşlarımıza.
He says the bomber detonated his explosives between buses to cause a maximum number of deaths. He says they are investigating who is behind this terrorist attack and might be able to give details Monday. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
There is no claim of responsibility. This just in, the death toll is up to 18 from Sunday's attack by jihadist militants at a beach resort in Ivory Coast. Interior Minister said Monday that 15 civilians and three soldiers were killed in the assault, which targeted three hotels in the city of Grand Bassam. He said three militants were also killed. Earlier reports had put the number of gunmen at six. The Interior Minister spoke after government officials held an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. Al-Qaeda's North Africa affiliate claimed responsibility. The attack also marked the third time in 4 months Islamist militants have targeted hotels in West Africa following deadly assaults in the capitals of Mali and Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. Three Palestinians who carried out attacks in the occupied West Bank were shot dead on Monday by the Israeli military. The Israeli army said in a statement that two assailants opened fire on pedestrians at a bus stop at the entrance of a Jewish settlement near the divided city of Hebron. Israeli forces shot the attackers. One soldier was wounded. Another attack happened moments later. VOA's Sharon Bain and Ali Javan Mardi traveled to Makmur to the last Peshmerga base in the front line against Islamic State. The town and surrounding villages were retaken from ISIS after a bloody two-month battle in 2014, and Makmur is expected to be one of the staging points for the different military forces being gathered in the battle for Mosul. VOA spoke at length with the Peshmerga commander of the sector, Major General Sirwan Barzani, about the fight against ISIS. General Barzani said it's not only a question of pushing Daesh or ISIS back. He said they have to hold the land also. He estimates that they're going to need at least 25,000 Iraqi army and 10,000 Peshmerga fighters to fight this band of terrorists who recruit fighters from someone who's of an age to be in primary school.
There is a training center, almost more than two or three big training center in Mosul. They're starting the training with 8 years old to 18 years old, the teenagers, the kids. How to kill the people, how to do the suicide.
ISIS is ruthless, General Barzani says, with thousands of bombs uncovered in his sector alone.
You know, only in my sector, till now, we found more than 5,816 AODs and bombs and TNT. Just in my sector, till now. And they do many, many types, but most of them, they are handmade.
General Barzani says the 15th Brigade finished their training in Baghdad before coming to Makmur. He says in around 2 weeks, the rest of the Iraqi troops will be there. A UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, began a new round of peace talks on Monday in Geneva, warning that the only alternative to the negotiations is returning to an even worse war than we had so far. In the meantime, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim has warned that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's future is not up for negotiation, while the opposition and many outside of Syria, including the United States, have said that President Assad must step down in order to achieve peace. A nationalist anti-immigrant party, Alternative for Deutschland, has won three seats in regional elections. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's not planning on changing her refugee policy, however, despite those heavy losses in the recent state elections that showed conflicting opinions about her liberal approach to immigration. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.